Our view of the trading of enslaved people needs a different perspective. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Engman, assistant professor of African Studies at Hampshire College, discusses why African experiences need to be brought to the fore.
Archaeological excavations at Christiansborg Castle in Ghana challenged traditional historical interpretations of the Danish transatlantic slave trade based on European colonial written accounts. Such sources present history from a European, often white, male, elitist, colonial perspective, frequently marginalizing or disregarding African and Afro-European experiences. Christiansborg Castle, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is a former 17th century European trading post, Danish and British colonial seat of government, and office of the President of Ghana. Between 1694 and 1803, 100,000 enslaved Africans were transported from the castle to the Danish West Indies. I'm a Ghanaian archaeologist and direct descendant of Carl Gustav Engman, a governor at the castle, and board member of the Danish Guinea Company, and Ashokai, the Osud chief's daughter. At the castle, we adopt a collaborative approach to archaeology. Our team includes descendants whose ancestors lived close to the castle during the 18th century and who continue to do so today. Historical archaeology at the castle adopts a multiple lines of evidence approach, employing artifacts, texts, oral narratives, and ethnography. This is in keeping with the notion there are multiple competing readings of the past, creating a dialogue between different understandings of the African, European, and Afro-European experience. To date, fieldwork has unearthed a pre-colonial settlement. We have also excavated a cannon, African trade beads, Chinese and European ceramics, African and European smoking pipes, local pottery, European glassware, and many other small finds. We also discovered an underground tunnel from a slave trader's house that debouched within the castle. Together, we are rewriting histories once marginalized, silenced, and erased. We are shedding light on little-known episodes in the history and legacies of the transatlantic slave trade.
That was Rachel Engman of Hampshire College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.